cancel culture, big minutes, cheese law, eco-anxiety, whataboutism, and thick. And that's thick, T-H-I-C-C. These are some of the words on the shortlist for the Macquarie Dictionary's 2019 Word of the Year. Now, I don't blame you if you've never used or even heard of some of these words, but together they define the zeitgeist of the past year. But why does it matter? Here to explain is Ros Petelin, course coordinator at the University of Queensland. Good morning, Ros.
Good morning, Bonnie.
So, first off, before you looked into this, how many of these words did you know or perhaps use?
Should I say none?
So, can you walk us through the definition of some of these popular words that are in the shortlist?
Yes, I can. The article that I wrote, which was published in The Conversation a day or so ago and then has now been taken up by the ABC, who have illustrated it so well. It's fantastic looking at the ABC version of it. Anecdata, big minutes, cheese law was the one that got me, a salad of grated carrot, grated cheese and mayonnaise. But funnily enough, some of the comments from readers have said that it's a really nice dish and they quite like it, which horrifies me. There was a word that I thought I knew, clean skin. Now, Macquarie records new words or new meanings for words. So clean skin, which I had always thought was related to cheapish wine, actually has come to mean without a tattoo. And there are various other meanings that have come up as well. Some of the others, flight shaming, well, of course, we all knew about that because of Meghan and Harry. I don't think anybody would have known mukbang, which is where you stream online yourself eating and talk at the same time to your listeners.
I have never heard that one myself.
No, but the one that's come up most from readers, and there have been dozens and dozens of comments on the article, the one they're most upset about and say should be recognised by everybody is robo-debt, which is the overpayment that's owed to the government, or the government says so, by welfare recipients. Apparently at least 1 million Australians have received these notices based on their earnings as recorded by the ATO, and they're very upset about it. So that's come up a lot.
Yeah.
What else? No, I did not know any of them except clean skin, and I didn't know all of the meanings of it. So
yeah. So how do these words, how are they selected to represent the zeitgeist of 2019?
It seems to be the choice of the committee from various sources. Unlike the Cambridge and Collins dictionaries, Cambridge gets its word of the year from their Instagram account. Which is interesting, and Macquarie is saying, well, if they'd used their Instagram account to come up with the word of the year, they would have come up with this cheese slaw thing, meal. so they seem to have criteria, words that are timely, words that are influential, words that are ubiquitous, but most of the readers of the article are saying that they can't see much, if any, merit in using them in the real world because people aren't using them.
So with these words attempting to define an entire 12 months for our planet, how is it that they're words that the regular person may not have heard of?
Well, they have come up with their final word, which is cancel culture, and quite a few people are upset about that because they say, how can two words be one word? And when I looked back at the earlier years of the award, for the last 5 years, they've given the award to a two-word or even a three-word phrase. So they're saying, because the Macquarie people are linguists, and they're saying that a two words or three words is a lexical item. So it should actually be lexical item of the year rather than word of the year. So I don't see the use. I don't see more than a couple of them hanging in there. I mean, that's the real question. How many words that have come in as word of the year that we've not known before they were sort of they arrived have hung in there? I mean, I thought woke, which I see and hear everywhere these days, about, you know, people who are woke are those who are sensitized to prejudice. That was in the 2017 list, introduced into the dictionary in 2017. Another one, the one that won in 2017, which I wrote another article about, was milkshake duck. And at the time, nobody knew what a milkshake duck was, and I haven't seen it since.
Yeah, I was going to say, oh my gosh, am I supposed to know what milkshake duck is? Because I'm not sure what that one means. So it seems as if it's kind of, it doesn't necessarily set the tone for words that are going to be used into the future. So why is it important that we continue to add new words to the dictionary in this way?
Oh, it's absolutely crucial because words are everything. Words are the absolute centre of our culture, and the more people who are interested in words, the better lives they'll have. The Word of the Year People's Choice, Macquarie has opened up the voting for that, and it closes on Sunday night at 8 o'clock. That would be Eastern Standard Time. So it does raise awareness, and because of the huge number of people who've responded to the conversation article on cancel culture, it's clear to me that talking about words is important, really important.
I'm speaking with Roslyn Petelin from the University of Queensland, discussing the Macquarie Dictionary's shortlist for the 2019 Word of the Year. And as Macquarie is an Australian dictionary, is it that the words that are added are more likely to have kind of an Australian origin or not?
Yes, I think so. Words like drought lot, which is a sacrifice paddock for livestock. Silk punk, that's the overpayment of benefits. A subgenre of science fiction drawing on Asian history and culture for setting and aesthetic. Most of the others, big minutes is probably not confined to Australia. This is when big minutes refers to the period of time that a player spends on the field during which they maximise their impact and really affect how the game is going. Anecdata, that would be pretty global. Information presented as if it was based on systematic research but is actually based on personal observation. But the Cambridge and Collins, which of course Cambridge, Collins and Oxford, which of course are not Australian, their choices this year were all related to climate change. Collins chose climate strike, Oxford chose climate emergency. There's a couple in the Australian list that are climate change related. A few are quite Australian, and the others would be, I would say, international.
Absolutely. And finally, what can people do now to influence the words that are chosen for the 2020 shortlist?
Use them, I guess, because Macquarie needs to scout around and find new words or old words that have new meanings, like clean skin. They need to use the words, and Macquarie has to scout around and get them and put them in the list for next year.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Roz.
That's fine. Thank you.